At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I feel like everyone should be in media if you have a business. Where we're going and where the intention's at, if you're not there, you're losing so many opportunities. One of the main things I feel like people on YouTube or just podcasts in general, you just make an episode and don't do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. People want what they say they want, mm-hmm. but they rather have the shiny thing. So I believe every podcast needs a digital product. Mm-hmm. It's never the price. And really that's the value. True. You want to repurpose the content you're creating. The coolest thing about community is like, if you learn something today or read something today and you're inspired, you could bring it to them tomorrow. Right. Your podcast allows me to spend time with y'all without me having to spend time with y'all. Yeah. It makes me feel like I know all of y'all. Mm-hmm. And then when I meet y'all, I'm like, oh, what's up? What's good?
Yeah. We have supporters.
That is how it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all could probably go faster by just taking your show to colleges.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and faith. I'm Travion.
I'm Yanni.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jada.
And today we are here with... Introduce yourself.
Yay. Oh, I thought y'all was doing
it. We can. Okay.
What's going on? This is Brendan Boyd. I'm an entrepreneur, podcaster, speaker, and I help business owners get more exposure by getting them on podcasts. And I teach podcasters how to monetize without having a big audience.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Good. Yeah. Most definitely. So how long have you been doing this for?
Oddly enough, I've been using the camera for real, probably 2018. And then podcasting probably 2019, but then making money 2021.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to start? Because I feel like there wasn't really a lot of content creators like in 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. So honestly, like, I like people, so I just started interviewing people. So a friend of mine was like, yo, you should vlog, which is crazy because I vlog now.
Okay.
Back then, I was like, ain't nobody want to know about who I am.
Yeah.
But I like people. And what I noticed was I didn't have a lot of, like, mentors or people that were, like, really getting to it for real.
Okay.
But I realized every time I would ask someone if I could interview them, they would say, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it was really a cheat code for me to sit down and, you know, they would say, like, pick your brain.
Yeah.
Which I hate that.
Yeah.
But it was a way for me to sit down and ask them about whatever I wanted to ask. And they would freely tell me. You know what I mean? And everyone would say, yeah. So I just used that to kind of enrich myself, to learn new things, but also build relationships. Because you would build powerful relationships by utilizing that
Definitely.
Too. But it wasn't a podcast to me at the time. I was just doing, like, interviews on my YouTube channel. So it took me, like, a year later. I had moved to L.A., and that's when I kind of realized. I was like, oh, this is a podcast. So I just put all those on the audio side, and I just started doing it for real.
Okay, cool.
That's good.
That's cool. So you said you help small businesses get exposure.
Well, small podcasters.
Oh, okay.
Small,
okay.
Well, no. Well, yeah, you're right. So I help business owners specifically that have a proven offer get more exposure so they can close more deals utilizing podcasting.
Okay, cool.
So if they don't have an offer, or if they're not already making money and have things dialed in, it's an expense more than it's an investment.
Okay.
Sure. They won't be able to get their money back.
Yeah.
You know? That makes sense.
People like to be on a podcast and they like the idea of a podcast because it's kind of like salacious. It's like, oh, this is a cool thing for me to do.
Yeah.
I want to do it. You know what I mean? But if they don't have a way to make the money back, then they're going to feel like, oh, this... I'm just wasting money.
Yeah.
I mean? So that's why I say business owners or entrepreneurs that have a proven offer, like they're already making money. So all I'm doing is amplifying an audience for them. So it's going to be easy for them to make more money.
For sure.
I like that.
So as a podcaster, we're in a sense a small podcaster. So
y'all ain't small.
You don't think so?
Nah. I wouldn't ever use that. What make you think y'all small?
I'd say we building an audience.
How many episodes y'all got now?
We're at least at 85.
I was gonna say 100.
No. If you got 800 episodes, y'all ain't small.
Y'all think that's small?
Nah.
So you're looking at it from the aspect of how many episodes we release.
Yeah, if I can get better, you know what I mean? Maybe we want to drive more numbers.
Mm.
Yeah. because you're looking at it from inside the bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's look way different from people that are actually consuming the show.
Yeah.
You see your production value.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe you have the opportunity to experience what's going on. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, meet the guests that you have on. So you join ain't small.
That's true.
Yeah. For sure.
You got a big podcast.
That is a good point. That's and we a be great having some good people on our show as well.
Yeah. And people that say like, oh, y'all podcast has helped them. Like,
yeah, I'm here because of what y'all created.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like you attracted me here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what y'all are doing.
Okay. For
sure. Not us speaking down on ourselves.
It's like
I think it's like it's more so programming. Like you would need not someone like me, but you need people on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
To just shift your vision so you can see what you don't see from your perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been needing that sometimes,
definitely.
And the reason why I presented it that way, or even looked at it in a perspective of, oh, we're still building, this is in a sense a small podcast, is because like the focus on like numbers, it's like what does the numbers look like, how many people are tuning in each week and stuff like that. But there's definitely a solid foundation built where even with us, you know, getting on live and different things like that, people are willing to hear what we have to say. So
y'all could probably grow. Y'all in college?
No.
Mm-mm.
Out of school?
Yep.
So y'all could probably go faster by just taking your show to colleges, because y'all already gonna relate.
We've That's the exact question I was gonna ask you.
Like how? Like
we talking about making money already? So all right. So boom. That's what I would do. Right? Because how old are y'all?
21.
26.
Perfect. You know what I'm saying? So what I would do is, I would do a podcast tour for the school specifically.
Yes.
Y'all can get paid. Y'all can get paid multiple ways, but definitely two ways. So the first way you can get paid by literally just bringing the show to the schools, they got the budgets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Live podcasts, pull up. You know what I'm saying? So y'all could do a tour school to school. You could do HBCU, or you could just do schools in general. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the schools have the budget to pay you so you can do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So whether they pay you or not, there's money there for y'all to get paid on front end.
Right.
Right. On the back end, what you can do is like meet and greets, because you're already there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, yo, we're going to pull up to Florida State University, right? And what we're going to do is we're going to do a live show for the department of, you know, whatever, right? Or student activities, or, you know, whomever. And then you can actually get three badges, because on the back end, you can do your meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a community and they pay and there's people there, you can say, well, if you're in the community, you can pull up. So, you know, you got your MRR,
for sure.
You got your pop-up money for like the meet and greet. So y'all doing y'all Chris Brown meet and greet, right? And then you have the cost paying you on the front end.
Yeah.
And then the fourth way you can get paid on that is if you actually have an offer. So if you got a book, a mini course, something, the school could buy it, or you could just sell that physical product at the event.
For sure.
I like that. So, no, and we've actually talked about that.
I said
before.
A homecoming tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just have to execute on it.
You could do that, but like homecoming just limits you for that pocket of time.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's no reason. I mean, I think it's a fire idea.
Yeah.
But you can do it. You can extend it beyond that.
Yeah, like all year round.
Exactly. All year round.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be tough.
Let's run up the college tours.
Not for
like, y'all college, like, is a college.
Y'all can probably get more. Y'all can get probably sponsors too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right in that demographic. Like credit card companies want to target young, you know what I'm saying, young people.
Yeah.
Software. You know what I'm saying? So you could probably get a bag from these companies, or some of these banks.
For sure.
Because they want new bank accounts.
Yeah.
New business accounts. Right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in.
Tap in, twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs. We got challenges. We got Silent Library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
now. What are you doing?
Go
stand subscribe.
Go stand on business.
Stand on business. Yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
You could take it a step further, potentially, by whatever information y'all know at a higher level, whatever your gifts is, you can teach that thing. So, for instance, if you're like, we're going to do a live podcast, but then also we're going to be teaching students how to start a business, how to structure their LLCs and open up their first bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're teaching them something that they can literally use.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them a live podcast so they get the entertainment.
Yeah.
But then the ones that want to start a business, you're giving them something that they can practically use. You know what I'm saying?
That's I like that.
That is good.
Yeah. Because that would even bring in people who don't know who we are.
For sure.
If they see, oh, somebody's doing a live podcast and they're going to be talking about entrepreneurship,
yeah,
that
and will attract them. And they're going to be helping us open up our LLC. Yeah. I did for sure. A business.
Exactly.
And what's crazy about it is with our podcast, our audience, a few of our core audience, mm-hmm. they are in college. So yeah, you could build that relationship yeah. through them mm-hmm. and, you know, just.
That's how fast you grow the show. Mm-hmm. You could be like, listen, y'all, we're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers. So mm-hmm. we need yeah. y'all to sub the channel right now. Yeah. Pull out y'all phones up right now.
Yeah.
Right? That's valuable.
And then the other thing that I'm about to do, but I haven't done it, but y'all can add this to the mix, is do a giveaway.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
you run a giveaway monthly, you know. And if you do it on a tour, you can announce a winner mm-hmm. in real time. But you that can do great. It on your live on YouTube monthly to incentivize people to grow your audience mm-hmm. or stuff yeah. your channel.
I like that. I don't think we ever talked about that before. Doing yeah. a giveaway.
We briefly talked about it.
Yeah. Giving away all them shirts we have.
Oh yeah. yeah.
Yeah, like we briefly talked about it.
But I think an actual more intentional giveaway would be
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. People want what they say they want, mm-hmm. but they rather have the shiny thing.
For sure.
So if you say, hey, we're going to give away $500, that's mm-hmm. they'll be more incentivized to do what you want them mm-hmm. to do for the $500 yeah. versus you're like, just, we're going to give away, you know, a new account with $300 in it. They're mm-hmm. like, eh.
Yeah,
I do want that.
Yeah,
but I want this instead.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. That reminds me of DDG. He used to do that on his YouTube
yeah.
channel of like how to get people, like basically getting people engaged. Like he'll buy like a PlayStation or something and be like, "I'll give this to you if you run up my streams to X amount 100%. Of numbers." You know,
I think that's really a lost opportunity mm-hmm. that most people don't pay attention to because they feel like. They don't want to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really feel like there's nothing organic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even organic is paid. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that?
Like, you could do organic.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take you a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you can do organic that has some payment, like a giveaway. Technically, you're investing in your company or your channel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're running ads. Right. But you're buying this thing monthly, or you're buying this big thing and you're telling mm-hmm. them to do this thing to get what you want.
Yeah.
So you're still making an investment.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that are not paying or investing in their channels or investing in your brand, they're going to get what they want or not. But if they get what they want, it's going to take them way longer.
For sure.
Than if you ran 12 giveaways like once a month for the whole year. You're going to get to 100,000 subscribers or wherever whatever the goal is.
So with the podcast, how do you, as we go on college tours and stuff, how do we begin to create exclusive things like Patreon or something that's exclusive for like people that we come in connection
in
with
our community
then adding value in that community.
Well, the first thing is I think Patreon is a bad word. I don't even use Patreon. Patreon is like Walmart. So if we go to Walmart, what's the first thing y'all think about?
Cheap.
Exactly.
Tacky.
So you think Patreon's not like
Patreon's cheap, because you think about people got Patreons, it's $4, $5, $7, $12. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want anyone to think about the growing pains community to be cheap.
Sure.
Y'all got a premium space. So then you would use like School, WAP, you know what I'm saying? Circle.
I heard of School.
You know what I'm saying? Mighty Networks. Like any of those, because that's like Target.
Yeah.
So you think about Target, you ain't thinking Walmart.
Yeah.
You go to Walmart, you're like, I'm going to get a deal on something.
Yeah.
You go to Target, you're like, I'm at Target. So I'm buying whatever. Target don't really do discounts. What Target do is, they'll replace the price and make you think it's a discount, but it's really the regular price.
Yeah.
For sure.
They'll be like special, but it's the same price that didn't have the special.
Yeah.
Like Target be running that play.
Yeah, you know for sure.
So there's a lot of things you can do, but I like this framework that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the first thing I would do is y'all need a digital product if y'all don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe every podcast needs a digital product. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you can do a couple different ways. If someone's like, I don't know what my digital product is going to be. Y'all got 80 episodes. So you could take any one of those episodes that was fire and turn it into a digital product. Pull the transcript, grab like 4, 5, 6 gems out of that, and then take those gems and turn it into a 5 to 10 page digital product.
That's great advice. I'm not going to lie.
It's already done.
we've been leaning into content creation, wanting to teach that, because in our own individual brands, we are all really, really good with content, growing social media accounts and different things like that. And so we've been lately trying to think, how can we bring that together? And we decided to do like a mentorship, but it wouldn't be like a digital product as far as like, oh, you just go and buy it and we don't touch it again, but more so we're actively teaching throughout it. But that could also be a cool idea as far as like just seeing how we could just make it a product that people could just buy, and it'd be like a more passive thing.
So basically you take that same idea and you break it down into, you know, if it was drugs. You got some drugs, you just break it down to different, you know what I'm saying?
But, yes.
So you have your main idea, and then you can turn that into a digital product, a lower ticket.
Yeah.
You could take that same idea and turn it into your community, your paid community. Yeah. So you have your MRR, and then you can have your mentorship. So it's like the same thing. It's just like, how do you want it?
Yeah.
You know, so if we go to the movies, we can get just the popcorn, we can get the combo, come with everything.
Yeah.
Right? Or we could just get like a drink or a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, how do they want it? If they want the combo, that might be your high ticket. You know, you get the best seat at the theater, the reclining chair.
Yeah.
They're going to bring stuff to you. You know what I'm saying? You get someone to kind of wait on you. That's going to be the highest ticket. Right. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be, let's say your community, maybe there's a community where, you know, you do the tour, I get access to the tour. I get access to maybe once a week. Like, you do a session, then our fourth week, you bring in a guest.
Yeah, talk about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now you got MRR. And then with the digital product, like, you could just flip, you can either take your information and turn paint that into one, or make it into like a bundle, or you could flip your episodes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I heard you guys did a fire episode with the Fanpreneurs.
Yeah.
You could... This is another idea I kind of teach my clients to do, is what you do is the information that they shared, you make a collaborative digital product, and then it's an affiliate that you guys can both utilize. So if they promote it, you get money forever. You promote it, you get money forever. So now y'all are making money off the episode that y'all created. You know,
and
it won't stop. It'll just keep going.
So they said a lot of value. Example of like a collaborative, I guess, product then.
So yeah, you could do an ebook, you could do a mini course. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, you want to repurpose the content you're creating, because one of the main things I feel like, you know, people on YouTube or just podcasts in general, you just make an episode and don't do nothing with it.
Yeah.
Episode done, we moving on to episode 2. Episode 3, we on episode 89.
Yeah.
Now all the other 88 episodes, you don't even revisit them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can.
Ooh, so oh my bad. Go ahead.
I just want to ask a question real quick.
Yeah.
So that was really good, because I feel like we do that.
Yeah.
When it comes to, because you mentioned taking the transcript.
Yeah.
So what would that process look like? And like what website will we use to take the transcript? And then how do we go about making that a digital product?
100%. So there's a couple of different ways you could do it. If you already have the episode already done, you can take the MP3, that file.
Yeah.
And then you can upload it on a site called AudioType. So AudioType will basically just take the file, the audio file, and then it will turn into a transcript.
Okay.
And then you can go to Fiverr and just make 3 hires, right? Mm-hmm. First off, someone on your team need to probably go through the transcript so you can pull the gems out.
Okay.
So then once you have the gems, right, then you go on Fiverr and make 3 hires. So you will hire a formatter that can take the gems and then turn it into a book. The book don't gotta be big neither. It can be like 10 pages, 8 pages, it don't matter. Cause it's not about how lengthy it is, it's about the value I'm gonna get from it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have the format into a book, you have a copywriter reread it to make sure it makes sense, and then the first thing you wanna do is have a graphic designer. So if y'all are spicy already on to making graphics, you can just make a cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're not, you hire somebody to do it, or you go to Canva and get a template. Now that book might take, let's say it takes 7 days. You could start pre-selling the cover now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you could start so you could be like, this book's gonna drop in 30 days. Let's say it gets done in 7, but you could start pre-selling it for a whole month before it drops and start making money.
Mm.
So if you sold it for, let's say, $47, 22 sales is $1,000.
Yeah.
And all you did was repurpose the content. And if you invested in Fiverr and got those giggers, you might pay $200 to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
Yeah, that's valuable. That reminds me that we can go back to some of our episodes that for already sure. has value.
100%.
We have an episode with Alex Jean, and that's our biggest episode. Basically, we were talking about him as a Christian artist. Mm. We were talking about the principles like in the Bible.
So take those principles.
Yeah, we can use that in order to create something, an ebook, even our content creation roundtable. We have content creators that was on there. And both of those episodes, as well as a lot of our other episodes, get views and people commenting. Yeah. So we can go back and use it rather 100%. Than just posting clips. Yep.
I would 100% do that. And you can add more value by maybe you take the actual video content from that. And now they can get the book and then those segments. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you pay whatever you pay. I don't have to watch the full episode. Mm-hmm. But now the book is going to reference what I can watch in the video. Yeah. So it's almost like they get a video book with the digital book.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they can get it all. Now you can have it all together. And you can take it a step further by just doing an audio book too if you want.
Mm. Yeah.
Now they get three ways to digest the information. And if you collaborate with the guests,
yep.
Now they're incentivized to keep promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. You know? Even if they had like questions, like if there were questions in the comments from the episode, whatever questions they had, we could also use.
See, now you're talking heavy now. You throw it right up in there.
So, yeah, like take those questions from the comments and answer those in the ebook just to add like that extra value.
Because it's like if they have those questions, then there's more people that also have that same question. It will be more entitled to buy or encouraged to buy.
Yeah.
And then you make a commercial for the product and put it inside of your episodes moving forward.
Yeah.
Now you turn your episodes into what I call digital real estate.
Because
it's free.
That.
It's free digital space that goes unutilized.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, because I feel like we don't utilize.
How long is a podcast normally?
We've been doing them
like 30 minutes recently.
It'd be like around 40 when it's done, like all the stuff added.
Yeah.
I feel
so
like.
So you could probably put at least two in there if you wanted to, like for two different offers or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, at least one minimum.
Yeah,
definitely. Even if we planned our episodes out more, we could have some stuff ready ahead of time to where we could put ads in the episode stuff, when it drops. So it's like, if this episode is talking about entrepreneurship, before it drops, we have an ebook and we do a record an ad
it's like moving from my brain to yours.
Exactly. You
turned up now.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. Yeah, so that way it's like while they're watching the episode, they're also getting the ad to buy an extra valuable piece that goes along with the episode.
And if they're in that community, they can get some of this access earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, we're gonna do this. Hey, we would love your input. So come up to our ideation Zoom every third Wednesday of the month, so you can throw your input into what we're gonna create or what we're gonna do. This allows you to have influence on the podcast because you're part of the community.
Yeah,
that's why they're paying the money that they're paying.
What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced wanting to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all, but the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10x in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brain in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship. And this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people before the ebook. It's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
That's good. Because I was going to ask, how do we differentiate between repurposing content and basically just giving extra access to people when we make a platform like School or WAP or we may not want to use WAP, but we can use
y'all should probably use school, get into school, get
yeah, like we could use a platform like that and just allow them to have early access and other features that can go into it. So what would you say as far as continuing to build like the audience and like continue to improve the episodes basically as a whole?
So if you want the audience engagement and you want to definitely utilize the community, I would do a mix of access and then things that are going to incentivize them. Right, so you want to activate. So I like, do y'all like Star Wars?
I've never seen it.
You never seen Star Wars?
No.
You neither?
I only seen like a little bit.
Right, well, there's so many movies now.
Isn't it like a little Chewbacca in there or something?
Yeah, and the little robot.
Yeah. So this is the thing. There's so many Star Wars, but obviously the original ones is fire, but a lot of the spinoffs is fire too. And then the characters actually have real amazing stories. But the reason why I bring this up, if you even have a visual reference of Star Wars, there's always these white, like...
little robot thingies.
Yeah, well, not really. There's people. But they're people. Basically, those are the stormtroopers. They're on the dark side.
Get the details right.
These are the stormtroopers. So the stormtroopers get activated. They do all the dirty work.
Yes.
For the dark side.
Okay. Yes.
So when you build your community, you want to activate the people that are in there so they can do your dirty work. But your dirty work's not really dirty work. Yeah. It's like, help us grow the community. Mm-hmm. Help us add more value. What do y'all want? Help us get more people in here. Help us do our tour. Give us the input so we can make this better. Mm-hmm. So you want to activate the people in there. Mm-hmm. So I think contests would be great. Yeah. By like something that's going to really incentivize them. Mm-hmm. Right? Something that like is almost like, maybe give $1,000 a month away or something like that. But you could, if, right, you got the people coming in, maybe the membership is a certain price point where you know we only need 10 people for 1,000. So we get 20 or 30, that 1,000 is paying for itself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because 10 people at $99 a month is $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. You're giving away value. Why would they not want to? It's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sure. So I would do stuff like that. Adding extra value with the guests. So this is the thing. If you were like, hey, Brendan, after the podcast is over, we can schedule another day for you to come and speak to our community. That's hella valuable for someone like you.
Yeah.
Right? So now you give the guests another opportunity to get in front of an audience. But now you give your community something exclusive because now you can ask me stuff that I didn't talk about on the pod.
Yeah.
Or if I have some extra value, you're like, hey, listen, you can do whatever you want, just not really what you talked about on the pod. Or you can go deeper. So now I'm bringing the community more value.
Q&A.
Exactly. You can be like, hey guys, Bernie was on episode 89, but he's going to come back and talk to y'all exclusively.
Yeah.
You can ask him whatever questions you want. And he actually wanted to give you XYZ.
Yeah.
Right? So it's really access.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then, like I said, each of y'all could do a certain week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can bring a guest in there. You could do... If they're in communities for a certain amount of time, certain amount of months, maybe it unlocks an exclusive piece of merch that they can't buy.
Mm.
So let's say you have a shirt they can buy.
That is smart.
But maybe there's a color that they can't buy. They got to earn it. They got to be in the community for like 3 months, 4 months, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
One of my favorites is also, and this one's hella subtle, right? You can have your community dates and then once a month, go like public.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is a lead magnet to get more people in the community. And everyone that buys into the community, give them a certain background color. So if they're in there, so if they just got in there, they get a color. If they're in there for 6 months, they get a color.
Oh, I like that. Like so, tears. Well,
exactly.
Yeah.
But it's visual.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
And they promote the pod.
Yeah.
So like it's a certain color, but your logo's
That's
there.
Cool.
And it might be like your logo in like tier one or better name for whatever that tier is. Like
Warrior.
100%. So now if I'm getting in there, I'm like, how I get that? Why is this yellow?
Yeah.
Why is this black? Why is this? I want the purple one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like karate with the belt system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? People are going to feel like they're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can manufacture that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So stuff like that. And then the coolest thing about community is like, if you learn something today or read something today and you're inspired, you could bring it to them tomorrow or the same day or now say, hey, next week we're going to be doing this because you just read something. You're like, oh, this is fire. I got to bring it to them. So you can really like shape and mold it how you want. Obviously, you're going to have a foundation and pillars and everything, but you can be like, hey, you know, the theme of the month is this. We're going to be doing these. And don't forget, we got live shows and whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And then you activate them by having another contest where whoever brings the most people into the community.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they get, maybe you give away 50%, you know, commission or 40% for people that come in. Mm-hmm. And then whoever brings the most month over month, you award them with something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I like that.
Me too.
Something that popped in my head was how you mentioned, oh, if you're in the group for like a certain amount of time, then maybe you could get access to a shirt or something like that. But I think something that would be cool as well is if we did, like, after you've made it to 3 months, maybe you get to come to like this meetup or something, like like an exclusive meetup. Because I feel like
I think this, you in the right area. It's just a transfer. It's just boom.
Back and forth. But no, I think that would be cool because we've learned that our community really does enjoy meeting up in person.
Yeah.
And so
live podcast recording.
Yeah, and we've been trying to charge. Our last thing we did, we charged for, and mm-hmm. we've been saying we will start charging moving forward for events. We don't charge a whole lot, but we charge like a decent amount. Mm-hmm. But
you should charge whatever you think your worth is.
For sure. No, look, last time, I forgot what the original price was. We were thinking, we said, okay, let's bring it down a little bit.
But it ain't even the price. It's more so the value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's never the price. And it's really the value. True.
With what we were doing, it was a Friendsgiving kind of event. Mm-hmm. So we had to understand with the live show, we had to understand that this more so with the way we were presenting.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's more so for our core audience. It's more so intimate.
It's like an actual event.
Because we were just trying to go get random people to come, like going, we were doing live, not live, what are they called? Public interviews at Atlantic Station, asking people questions. And then we would say, oh, well, we have a Friendsgiving event. You want to come? But it's like they don't know us.
It's so it's the frame.
Yeah, people thought it was dope, but it wasn't converting just because of how it was framed.
It's just a frame.
It's like Friendsgiving. When I think of Friendsgiving, I think of like
community.
Friend group doing something. It's like, if I'm not in your friend group, why am I going to go?
It's like, please be my friend.
It's really just frame.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's just frame.
So basically, with podcasting, do you feel as though everybody should have, this is more of a lighthearted question, do you feel as though everybody should have a mic? Because I feel like some people, they may get on a mic and just start talking just to talk.
So I don't feel like, that's a good question. I feel like everyone should be in media. Mm. If you have a business, you don't have to have a podcast. You can make content on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But I feel like where we're going and where the intention's at, if you're not there, you're losing so many opportunities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because your podcast allows me to spend time with y'all without me having to spend time with y'all.
Yeah.
For sure.
It makes me feel like I know all of y'all. Mm-hmm. And then when I meet y'all, I'm like, oh, what's up? What's good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, did that thing last time. Yeah. How was the trip?
Mm-hmm. We have supporters.
That is how it is.
That's what I'm saying. So it makes me feel like, oh, this my family.
Yes.
Right? And think about this. Someone I really like, y'all, could consume 10 hours of your content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've seen it.
Right?
For sure. And we could tell, like, who actually be watching our content, because the interaction be different. Like,
yeah. Even just from our stories or on Instagram, they'll pull something that I did and be like, oh, I seen you did this, or tracking like when I work out and different things like that. Yeah. So it does build like a really intimate relationship, and they're just able to watch.
And that's something we kind of talk about, is like, we notice the stuff we feel comfortable saying on here is different from like short form content, because long form, they're more, it's like, they know more about us. They see our whole personality. But it's like short form, they only get like a little real. So it's like, I feel more comfortable talking to like my OGs over here. As opposed to over here, where y'all only know me of this specific thing.
Now imagine if you don't have that, and you have a product or a service, and you want customers, you want more people to know who you are.
Yeah.
How are they going to get that?
Right.
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't think everyone needs a podcast per se, but you need to leverage media in some capacity.
Yeah.
To let more people know about who you are, what you do, how you help people, and whatever impact you're going to bring to the marketplace.
Yes.
Because I'm not buying the thing. I'm buying you.
Right.
Because everyone, I can get a plumber.
Yeah. You know I've noticed that.
Like, you could get it, like, you can get anyone to do the same thing, but you want to go with the person that you have a connection with, or the person that you like, or you build some rapport with, or you like their story or something like that.
That's true. I feel like media these days, growing a business without media is like Blockbuster. Like they went out of business because they didn't adapt to what was happening in the change, and now people watch Netflix because they understand the change of times. And even like taxis, nobody really New York taxis, but people be doing Ubers. People be doing Ubers now because this is like a change. I've definitely noticed, like, even in my clothing brand, I'm trying to shift my mindset. This is not just clothes. Like, this is a media company, for real, for real. No, like, for this real, is how 100%. You promote, you know? So.
And what I noticed about what you said about Blockbusters and Netflix, it was literally just Netflix had the same exact offer. They just changed what they were doing. They had multiple share buttons, and Blockbuster only had one.
They wanted Blockbuster to buy them, and they said no a couple times.
That's crazy.
They didn't see the vision.
They would have been down bad, low key. And then even with taxis, it's like people. I don't really remember that phase. Maybe you do. But that's just crazy. I don't remember that phase, but from what I remember,
taxis are only, I feel like, up north anyways.
Yeah, and I'm from up north. So like what I remember briefly is that you had to call, you had to call or like wave for a taxi, whereas Uber, you could literally do it right from your phone. So it's like you're basically taking the framework and just adding a new element that is solving a problem for current times right now.
Yeah.
So that's really effective.
Do you have a question?
You can go first.
Okay, I have a question. What is like a myth in podcasting that you hear a lot of people say and it's not true?
That you need a large audience to make money.
Okay.
That would be the number one. Okay. Because all podcasters, all of them. Yeah. Maybe y'all too, I don't know. Yeah. But the majority.
Yeah.
Maybe not all, but the majority. They'll be like, oh, I need a large audience to make money. Oh, I'm going to make money with these brand deals. Oh, I'm going to make money with these sponsorships. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I'm going to make money in 6 months once my show grows. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, bro, come to my workshop.
Yeah.
Like,
you
can make money this week, bro. Like, you know.
So that kind of actually leads into my question, because I wanted to know, what have you seen work the best for you? Like, since you started monetizing your podcast, what has worked the best?
The key word is productization.
Okay.
Because you can't monetize unless you productize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like just having an offer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's one particular offer, because I can give y'all a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's one particular offer. I just think it's like turning your podcast into products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Realizing that once these cameras come on, you're actually creating a content asset.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't understand the value of what you're creating, it's the same as, like, I'll ask a podcaster, like, if you did a photo shoot or a video shoot, you would pay for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't even contest the photographer or videographer. You would pay them the $500 or the $1,000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think that them paying you potentially to come on your podcast is less valuable when this lives on forever? They probably won't even use those photos no more. Yeah. They might use one photo for their anniversary, and then that's it. Or like one photo for like the ad, and then they ain't never that using that. So they're not even looking at that again.
That's true.
But you're creating something in real time that's going to live on YouTube forever, that 30 minutes, 40 minutes of watch time, the viewer can be like, I like that person. Let me look them up.
Or, it's like, you never know where that content could go. Like, somebody could make a clip and it goes on Shade Room. Business blown up.
100%. Like, so the content lives on the host page first. So let's say this content is on your channel.
Mm-hmm.
I can then take it and repurpose it on my channel.
Yep.
So that's two networks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can then turn it into segments. So y'all, the segments are like short, long form. So 5 minute, 10 minute, 15 minute videos.
Yeah.
So if this is 40 minutes, let's say I get 5 segments, which is again long form video on YouTube. So now we got 7 pieces of long form content. Then we can chop that up into, I don't know, 10-15 pieces of short form content. What if one of the short forms or two short forms go viral? We can repost those on the shadow pages, like y'all mentioned. And we can run ads on them because they already perform well. You put call to actions on that. You can put commercials in all your long form and your segments. That's one podcast.
Yeah.
So if you know what you're doing, you can really get out there for real.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like really. I was gonna say, it's like looking at content like real estate. Like, content.
That's what
is
it
really
is. Real it's real estate. For sure. Think about a stock. A stock is gonna go up and down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Content's always going up.
Right. Yeah.
If it's long form, it's always going to grow. Even if it grows incrementally, it's still going to grow. I had a podcast I shot at this point, it was 2 years ago. So I think we shot it like 2021. It maxed out at like 8,000 views. Mm-hmm. And then almost 6 months later, which was a year later, it got six figure views. I'm like, wow. It just goes so crazy.
Yeah.
Last time I seen it was like 8K. Now it's at 114,000.
Yeah. That's
all I did was post it.
Yeah.
And I put a commercial in there for him. But I mean, that can always happen.
Yeah.
Because y'all can get hotter. The guests can get hotter. Mm-hmm. The subject matter can change.
Yep. Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
but you can just make those deposits weekly. Mm. You know? Yeah.
That's
and if
good.
You break it down, you got multiple opportunities because you can have, let's say, I always say this word wrong, cumulatively.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think I said it right this time.
Yeah.
So let's say that, right?
Yeah.
You got one episode, you made three segments. So now let's say the episode gets 10,000 views. Let's say each of the segments get 1,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got 13,000 views, not 10,000 off that one pod.
Yeah.
Because cumulatively, it all counts as the one episode.
Right.
Right. Think about what Club Shay Shay does, especially what he did with the Cat Williams episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just the Cat Williams episode did like 50 million.
Yeah, that blew up.
But he made 36 segments.
Yeah.
And each of them did at least $500,000.
Yeah, he was chopping it up.
Yeah.
So he got over 100 million views off the one episode.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'll say something, or the main thing I'm getting from all of this is really just being more strategic and not so like lackadaisical and stuff with what we do. Like, be more intentional. Like, it's really a lot of ways that you can make money from your podcast.
Yeah.
But I think that we be chilling for real.
I would say the same thing. Like, I feel like we, with making money in a podcast, it was always like, oh, we need this or that.
Yes.
But it's like, no, use what you have. Like, you're making me realize we actually have a lot of stuff and information where we can start making money.
Now. Yeah,
y'all
for
can
sure.
go crazy. And again, like, y'all are super marketable.
Mm-hmm.
And each of y'all, like, have your own thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So together, you know what I'm saying, y'all are great. But then individually, y'all have your own value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
You know, so y'all can use that. Like, you got a clothing brand. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I got graphics.
Boom. What you got?
Clothing brand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nah,
you definitely. Know, you can put you can put commercial for all of those things in the same episode.
Yeah. Even with the guests and how you said we've had moments in like the podcast where there's different like hot moments for us, like, you know, people may see certain things on social media from us, from our brands, and Jada's pants may go up, or I may do something, Yanni may do something with her content, and even with the guest Alex Jean, when we shot his episode, he had an audience, but he like his career catapulted even more now.
Yeah,
so people were going back to look and see like who is Alex Jean, you know what I'm saying? So that reminds us to just like go back and look at all of the pieces of content that we have and how can we start to
because it's not
it.
The content's not it's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's just old to you.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's still new to someone else,
man. Yeah. That's so true.
You know
I feel like that's something I've been learning recently with like the pants he mentioned, they went viral last year, and then they just started going viral again last month.
What pants are these?
There's some fire pants.
Yeah.
Are they men or
they're
unisex?
Women.
Oh, okay, well, I'll just buy them to support.
Okay. That's real.
Yes.
I'll buy them to support, but like, I used to have a clothing line too for like 10 years. So I know as a creative that to us is old.
Yeah.
But because we're like, I want to create some new stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't even sell those no more. You like wear that with pride. Like, nah, this is what they want. Like, can't sell
exactly.
Yeah.
I think I see something with you. You said something like that.
Yeah.
I think I see something with you.
Oh, yeah, like, your clip.
Your clip.
Referring to world, the World and Vision clip when you were talking about sticking to your one design.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that. You need to do that.
Yeah.
Because you can run a one design different ways.
Yeah.
And you can use holidays to amp up a color or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I actually have been doing that this year. I got tested for sure. But I've been doing it. And it's crazy saying the content doesn't get old thing, because that's me and Jada had put something in a group chat that we're in saying like, oh, I don't know if I should be using this content. And I was like, content is not like food. Like, nah, it doesn't grow mold. Like, you can still be using it.
It's digital real estate.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, I think that I started getting in my head because ChatGPT doesn't let you do it anymore, but you could ask it to, like, look at your profile. And it,
analyze it?
It won't do it anymore now.
I tried it.
This probably another. Yeah. It's probably another AI.
But basically, Instagram set it up to where AI couldn't do that anymore. And so, I had asked a question for it to like just look at my Instagram, and it's like it's very nice but very repetitive.
That's what's up.
And so I was just like, okay, let me stop posting like the same content. But even still, like, I've seen how it still can do well, and even how I was saying as far as like with the pants like going viral again, it showed me that there are literally thousands and thousands, like literally the video I just did got like, I think it said maybe like 600 something thousand views.
Can I see this pants?
Yeah. But it, all those people in the comments, they still literally have never seen the pants before. Yeah, so it's just like, oh wow, a whole new audience of people.
So like, back on the tour idea, if y'all did tours and then y'all did workshops, live podcast plus the workshop, it's really my idea. So I'm going to get, y'all should do
it. Okay, we appreciate it.
Because I'm going to do it for myself, but y'all should definitely do it.
You can scroll.
These is crazy.
Jael jeans.
What you doing?
Hey, Jael.
How much are these jeans?
Oh, 500.
Hey, what you doing? Yeah, these need to go crazy right here.
Thank you.
Those are hot. That reminds me of.
And then how to go with the sizes?
From small to extra large.
These is fire.
Thank you. Yeah,
you stopped selling these?
For like 5 months, but then I just started back. Like this weekend,
you make them yourself?
Or
you,
I have a seamstress that's making them, but I just paid a manufacturer, so they will start.
I'm gonna send these to myself.
Huh?
I'm gonna send it to my Instagram.
Okay, that's cool. But yeah, they said they couldn't start producing until January, so it'll just be me and my.
So are you taking orders or
yeah, I just started a couple days ago.
Yeah, you should take orders.
Friday.
Yeah. I'll buy some, and then give me your joint, and then I'll buy some graphics.
Oh,
but like, let's do it.
But you should do that because again, those is fire. It's not old. It's just old to us because we're creators.
Yeah.
So we're just like, I want the new color or this is last season. Exactly, it's like, nah.
And that
you can make $1 million on those pants.
Nah, definitely.
She will.
All
right. Can I share something with y'all? I fumbled a big bag.
How?
Don't do this. Because both y'all got clothing companies.
And Trey about to have one too, actually.
All right. So do y'all know what joggers are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So me and my business partner in the do y'all remember Karmaloop, the brand Karmaloop?
I remember that name. That sounds familiar.
All right, so they don't. Well, they sold. They still exist, but it's not the same owners anymore. So me, my business partner, and one of the men's buyers at Karmaloop, who was in my office one day, the men's buyer, he was like forecasting trends. And he was like, you know, what's missing is a sweatpant that like would highlight the shoe, because back then sweatpants were just like they were just like straight leg. So what we did was we cut a ribbing off and we safety pinned it to the bottom of a sweatpant and then we made the jogger sweat.
Wow.
In Boston.
Those didn't exist before?
Crazy. Nope.
That is
so crazy. What happened was, because we didn't have the information, right, we didn't know what a mechanical patent was, so we didn't get it patented, and then it just went crazy.
That's
it was $1 billion
crazy
idea.
Wow.
So I would get that patented.
That's actually the issue now. Yeah. My design just got stolen by a company.
That's what I'm saying.
Company, yeah.
So, like, if you could get the patent, still get the patent, because they may not have gotten it patented. The mechanical patent on it.
Okay.
Because now they got to come to you and give you residuals, or you could sue them and they have to pay you.
Okay.
You know, like, if we had a mechanical patent, like, you know, Victoria's Secret will owe us money. All these companies will owe us money.
Wow.
So it's H&M. Like,
yeah, we dropped a super bag. All them companies.
Crazy. That's crazy.
And that's because you don't have mentorship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you don't have, you know, a model. You're not really knowing the industry like that. You're just moving and grooving. You know,
that's what we talked about, like in the fanpreneurs, of how I can basically like get royalties off of like my designs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it just reminds me that as creatives, like, we want to move on to the next thing, but it's really like you can continue to serve this offer over and over again. It's like the music industry, like how LMA, it reminded me of her, like her song Boot Up, that's like her biggest song, but that song was already out before people found out about it. She just kept promoting it. And Mariah Carey, every time she's currently defrosting right now. Every time she is going to sing "All She Wants for Christmas Is You." You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So it's just crazy. And it allows you to build repetition.
Yeah. And I feel like it teaches us to think long term with our art. Like, a lot of times I feel like it's easy to get excited what we're doing now. We start to push off the stuff that protects us long term.
Yeah.
When it's like, you need to do that now because you never know. It just takes one piece of content, just something blow up.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you really do the math, it's like when I first started really getting into entrepreneurship for real, it's like you think these numbers that are big aren't big because everything is literally math. It's an equation. So if you have a certain price for like those, right? We'll make $1 million on those, right? Let's just say, how many do you think you need to make $1 million?
That's 2,000.
Is that a lot?
No.
At all, right?
It's not.
And there's 2,000 people that would pay you for those. I'm about to be one.
You get more views than that.
Right.
You need more followers,
engagement.
You need 109, you need 1999.
$19.99.
Yeah, because if I buy a pair, you don't need another. You know what I'm saying? So think about this. Let's conceptualize this. You can make $1 million on that one design with 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And they already like it.
Yeah.
She could.
You just need more people to see it.
Yeah. And I think continuing to make my branding more luxury as well.
Yeah. And you know what? It's more about the exposure, less about the luxury.
The good point.
Yeah. So, like, you can make, I think, that's for the $500, your packaging can be nice.
Yeah.
And then your branding could come, but your aesthetic doesn't need to make you the money. It's just the exposure. Because I don't even know your aesthetic, and I said I would pay you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, no one's like, oh, you know what?
If she had better photo shoots.
If the production was higher.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, if you had gold insignia.
Yeah.
You know what? If you had a character logo, I would get them.
Yeah.
If the photo was a little brighter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If the model was staying on the left side versus in the middle.
Good point.
You know?
It's like, if you use this camera, like, I would have probably bought it.
No, you need 2,000. You want to be a millionaire? You need 2,000 sales.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
You could do that.
Yeah, you could do that.
No, definitely. That's what I want to happen. I really do. I plan to make
$2,000. Nah, it will happen.
Sales.
You could do it.
For sure. That's what will happen.
And think about this. What if you sold them for 1,000? You need 1,000.
I would like that.
And think about it.
Gucci, they sold the most expensive pants ever, and they were expensive jeans, and they were a $3,000 pair of jeans, $3,200 for some jeans.
You can sell those for $1,000.
For sure.
It's just the right market.
Yeah, and I'm not in the right market
yet. So $500 is still fine, probably for the market that you're in.
Yeah.
For some people, it might be a stretch, but it's still that price point is still desirable.
Yes.
Because it's $500, it's like, I want that. Because it's $500. That's just psychology.
Ooh.
Right? But you could sell it for $1,000, which would make it even more desirable probably for the current market, but it would be priced perfectly for that new market that you want to go into.
Yeah. That's a good point.
That even reminds me that with music.
Yeah.
If you get one artist to talk about her jeans in a song, even how Lotto, she was like, "You won't catch me in no shark boots, I burnt them out." Like, all somebody gotta do is just talk about your jeans.
Yeah.
And it'd be a hot song, and now everybody's gonna run and get those.
Yeah, that's how our brand blew up in the beginning, because we had this is back in the day. So everyone's saying now, they're fire now. Mm-hmm. But back then they was like just starting to catch a stride.
Yeah.
So we had J. Cole when he had a Caesar. Like, no dreads. He was like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Still, when he was on, like, this basketball mixtapes.
Yeah.
We had him. We had Lil Wayne. We had Chris Brown. Justin Bieber. You know, we was in a video game.
Yeah.
We had The Weeknd when he used to wear colors. Because, you know, he's all goth now. Like, the whole black high fashion look.
Yeah.
You know, we had athletes. We did a collaboration with, like, Mountain Dew, Pepsi, Colette, which is a high-end, like, boutique in Paris that's no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, you get a couple people.
Yeah.
You know, we even had a football player. I don't know if y'all know Adrian Hernandez. Mm-hmm. He was an athlete that was on the Patriots, but he killed someone.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So on the news, in the newspaper, he had one of our hats on.
What?
On the front page. Like when he would, like, you know, they posted the news story, he was wearing one of our hats.
That's crazy.
So it's just exposure. So like you get a celebrity or a rapper or a singer, or you get it in a film or something.
Definitely.
Or even some of these influencers.
Yeah.
Or some of these people that do product reviews.
Mm-hmm. That's literally all of Jada's clients.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Queen Latifah just followed me the other day.
Crazy.
You know what you could do? This is smart. A good idea. Sell $4,000 and be like, they can unlock a photo shoot. And then you own the pictures. You can give them a license to use it, but then you can use those pictures in your marketing.
That would be cool.
You know what I'm saying? And if they want to unlock it, they got to come to you to do the shoot.
Yeah.
So you don't go in with them. They got to come to Atlanta in a certain studio. You have your relationship with the photographer. Maybe y'all do it or whatever. So, you know, you get that at cost.
That would be cool.
You know?
That's good. That's a good idea.
Definitely.
We had two valuable episodes. Sure. That is good. You got
to
act on it. Execute for sure.
Your joint, I'm going to give you 12 months. If you ain't making $1 million with them pants,
definitely.
Oh, she's gonna knock that out.
Yeah, sure. You got to.
Definitely. Those are two crazy. I could do that. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
For sure. Was there anything that we didn't discuss that you wanted to, you know, go over?
I got a. When does drop?
We don't have a date just yet.
Okay, is it gonna be before December?
Yeah.
It should be.
Soon. Yeah.
So, two things I want to share. Number one, I want to. I actually want to encourage people to go on more podcasts, right? Whether you got a product or service, or maybe you just got a story. Because if you want to be discovered more, I feel like this is where the intention's at.
Yeah.
Right? What is the thing that made Donald Trump the 47th president and then also made Kamala Harris infamous?
Yeah.
Podcasting. Because how did they run their presidential campaigns? Yeah, they did rallies in person.
Yeah.
But they was on more podcasts because they can reach more people effectively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to reach more people effectively, if you're a business owner, a brand owner, an artist, you know, you gotta offer product or service, engineer, you know, whatever, creative.
Yeah.
Get on shows. Use a strategy that I call the 5-2-W. You could do one podcast episode as a guest for 52 weeks. That's one time a year, one time a week for 52 weeks. They're not 52 platforms.
Yeah.
If you shoot the ball 52 times, you're going to at least hit 25%.
Yeah.
That means you got a good percentage of like getting better at speaking, getting your confidence, making content in real time that you can reuse, you know, refining your talking points. It's just so many different opportunities. And if you're selling something, then that means all these different audiences give me the opportunity to get in front of. I can build something. Yeah. Or at the very least, you can give something away for free and you grow your list.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know? So this hopefully they take advantage of that. But you got a question?
Yeah. What do you think of, I don't think we've ever done this before. We almost did. But like, of us. Okay, so we've done podcast interviews solo, like going on other people's podcasts, but us showing up as like Growing Pains.
No, you should 100% because it's gonna help grow your pod as well. Because people find pods on pods. And if let's say I'm listening to, I don't know, podcast over here,
Diary of a CEO.
Boom, y'all are on there. I can stay on the platform and then just go to your podcast. Versus If you go separately, it's gonna be a little bit. I'm not gonna know about your co-host. Because you're not necessarily talking about the pod.
You're gonna promote this.
But if y'all go solo, y'all gonna be talking about y'all. And you might say, I also got a podcast.
Yeah.
But you're moving as a unit.
Yeah. For sure.
That's gonna be more valuable.
We gotta do that for sure.
Yeah.
We should start seeing whose podcast.
Yeah.
We could get on together.
Yeah. You wanna get us on your podcast?
100%. Let's do it.
Yeah,
that'd be dope. We could do it here.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's all set up. Unless y'all want to come to Miami, y'all can come to Miami if you want.
We could probably come to Miami.
Whatever's easier.
Come to Miami for sure.
But is there anything you want to promote?
I got something for them to invest in if they want, and then I got a freebie.
Okay.
Let
cool.
us know.
All right. So if they want to learn how to grow their audience and how to monetize their message, market their message, structure their message, get funding for their message. audiencegrowthchallenge.com.
Yeah.
I'm doing a 5-day event. I got two friends. We're going to give you as much game as possible. 14 hours of just live teaching, educating, question answering, and stuff like that. So audiencegrowthchallenge.com. Cool. If you want to learn how to monetize your podcast completely for free, 100kpodcastprogram.com. I made literally a free podcast program teaching a strategy that we didn't talk about today that I called a pod close. So they can get that 100% for free. There's a little bit of mindset because I feel like you need a little bit of mindset to get out of like what you currently think about so you can like do new things. So that's in there as well. But yeah, so 100kpodcastprogram.com completely for free. And then again, if they want to take advantage of the challenge, it's audiencegrowthchallenge.com, $97.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's fire.
Y'all go tap in.
Definitely.
Did you mention your socials?
I did not. I should. Yes. yeah, you can check me out on all platforms. It's Brendan Boyd, so it's ITSBRENDANBOYD.
That's dope.
Follow. Yes.
What were you about to say?
I was going
to
say, yeah, y'all see he's giving us so much value, so much game on this episode. So definitely check out his offers that he just mentioned. And yeah, let us know what y'all felt was like your favorite part of this episode in the comments.
Exactly.
For sure.
If he gave this much game in one sitting, 100%. Imagine when it's structured.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts. See, y'all gotta go tap in.
Go ahead and comment one word. The one word I'm gonna need you to comment is game. Let's
game.
Let's go.
Definitely.
But you guys can, well, make sure you guys are streaming on audio if you're not. And if you're listening audio, come to the visuals because the visuals is lit. Okay. And also make sure you guys follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Growing Pains Pod. Y'all can follow me at Yanni Bratcher and my Christian streetwear brand at Wise Label.
For sure. And you can follow me at Roy Travion and my creative agency, Royalty Made It. Let's get it.
And y'all can follow me at I am Jada Ellis, and my fashion brand is at Jyle Official.
That's where y'all gonna find the pants at.
Go get them pants.
$1,000 pants. You know what I'm saying? $1,000 pants.
Exactly. Yeah, big millionaire. You heard what I'm saying?
100%. And I got a challenge for y'all. Okay. So, whenever y'all want to have me come back, I'm gonna come back. But y'all got to do at least 2 tour stops.
Ooh. Okay, I like that.
That's a great challenge.
Yeah. So I'll give you before the new school year is over. So when school's over? June?
May.
We could do it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By yeah so May, you got, what's that. It, October? No, November? So mm-hmm. You got 8 months.
We can do that.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's light.
Sounds light.
We literally have the resources and connections.
Nah,
we can
for
do
sure.
It.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
Tour coming soon. Yeah,
tour coming soon.
Tour coming
soon.
Coming to a college near you.
Let's
look,
get
if you in college, let us know. Like, do you want us to come to your school?
Yeah, drop your college below or where, exactly. Whatever college you want them to hit. If you want them to come to your school, drop it below.
For sure. We got to build a family because in the club, we all fam.
We all fam. Bye.
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 At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.